gold, or else a garg or a grape of gold, or yeshkel, a cluster of gold, is made, but used to bring it, the toilet board that hang it on this geffen. Now, Omer Ablezer Reb Sodik, Mais, it once happened, Hoyev, and Nimno Le, Sholish, Meyas, Kahanim, Lif Naisai, that they needed 300 kanim to empty off how much gold was hanging on this geffen. So that Lashon is Lashon of Guzman, it's not really true. The Mepharshim say either it would have broke, or else they wouldn't have waited so long to clean off, take off the gold. That's a Lashon Guzman to say they waited so long. Pureichas, what's the third case? The old Pureichas at Nan. Yerushimim Galiolayna. Yerushimim Hasgan. Pureichas, the Pureichas that they used between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodeshim, Uv Yuftef, it was Tikka Tefach. Al Shivu Mishnah Nim was made with 72 strings. Neregis was woven together. The Akol Nimanim, each string like Esrim Yabochutim, had 24 threads in it. Or, how long was the Pureichas? Aboy Mamma, 40 Yamas. The Rochba was wide Esrim Mamma, 20 Yamas. There were 82 young girls making it, Nasis. They made two of them every year. The Shona Il Choshan Mashona. Now the Guzmir is, it says here, Visholish Meyas Khan and Makhil Naisai. They had to use 300 Khan to pick it up and to put it into the mikvah. So that's the Lashon Guzma. That never really happened. This is the third case that they call the Lashon of Guzma. Now the Pshafin is Proichas, this was in the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. Because in the Beis HaMikdash Rishon was the Amatrachs, and there's like a wall there. So now they're thick. Now in the second bayis, they had no wall. What they used to have was two curtains, one on the inside, one on the outside. So that's why it says they used to make two curtains throughout the year, and they would change it from year to year. And the reason why they changed it was because the smoke inside of the keteris used to get it very black. So they used to have these 82 young girls like make them, and it would take them a year to make a two of them. Now it says, Kahanim mat. Now it says, and after it says here, Kahanim will table it, Sechur Tzmash from the Perkus could be Mekabal Tumah. Sister Rosh talks about the Sechura, why is the Mekabal Tumah, according to the Gemara in the Beya that says that a Vilum really is not Mekabal Tumah. So different Pshatim here. Some want to say the Pshat is, for this time, a Taira Bakaydish that used to be Tavlet first, as soon as they made it, they would be Tavlet first. Other before someone that when they were making it, it could be that one of the Noshim were Nidais, and the Perkus became Tumah before they hang it up. So that's why they had to be tabled here. But call upon him, they tabled this before they used it. So after Guzmet says here they needed 300 kanim to be tabled it, really they did not need that much. Then it says the Mishnah, Hechilu Malam, because they used to start bringing up the logs of wood. The Sadeh Esa Marocha. Chutz Mishol Zayis and Mishol Geffen. That you could really use any type of wood, just not olive wood and not from the grapes. So Mor says, Hani, my time, what's wrong with this, the vines, from grapes, what's wrong with them? Or from the olive tree, what's wrong with it? So Mora says, Rapapa says, Mishum de Katri. Mishum de Katri is a child exactly what's Katri, something that has knots in the wood. Meaning to say there's still some, like, wetness there. So it doesn't dry, it won't, it's not completely dry, it won't be able to burn so well. Others say, Katri Mloshin Kitter makes a lot of smoke, it smokes too much, it doesn't burn well. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Vomim Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael. No, the reason is Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael means since they use a lot of wood, so if they're going to let it be cut down, eitzim of olive trees and grapes, they're going to ruin like Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael, we don't want them to use these type of geffen and zayis. Smur says, Mace, we have a question. The Apostle says, Alo eitzim asher Eloish. So we dash in eitzim hanesuchim liyaseish, wood that's going to eventually come very easy into fire, meaning it'll burn well, or burn smooth, or both, or burn fast. That's the type of wood you have to use. Like the Rosh says, eitzim hanisonim liyaseish, shememarim lisarif. It burns fast, lasas gecholim, kemoi shihituch kesef. Yeah, so now, omai niyu, what are these? What is a good wood? Dukri, a piece of wood. Shofar, a good piece, to let katra, it has no knots inside it. The azli mekate misoichai. And the azli mekate misoichai means the ikar is, the main thing is it doesn't have knots inside the wood. That's the worst. Then the liquid, stay, the moisture stays inside it, then it does not burn so good. Then the Mishnah says, v'chi kol eisim k'sher l'marocha, it's really true that all wood is kosher for the marocha. So the Mishnah says, hein yes. The colates and sherm, all type of wood is kosher. Chutz min zayis vegefen, just not from an olive tree or from the vines. Avol bi'elu hori regina, which ones did they really use? The marvius shelteno, branches from the fig tree. The shelagos from the nut tree. The shelates shemen from an olive, from an oil tree. Now Reb Lezer Moisa, Reb Lezer added to another these type of trees that you should not use. Not only the gefen and the zayis, but he also added af shomayish, this type of a tree, vishal elun, vishal dekla palm tree, vishal haruv, the boxer tree, vishal shikma sikma tree. So it says bishlem lamandi amishum the katri. If you want to tell me the reason why you can't use a zayis or a gefen is because there would have knots inside it. So b'chamifli, what's the machlokes over here? If these last few trees are also or not, the masav raf agav lemakri megavoi, one holds. Even though they have no knots on the inside, Vakiva and the Kakri Mavroi, since on the outside they do have knots, Loimasin, and you can't use these. That's Trap from Rambleza, these cannot be used. For the Masav Ratanakam, the other one holds no. Kivan Le Kakri Megavoi, since Lamais on the inside they have no knots, Afagav de Mavroi Kak, even though on the outside of this wood there are some knots, my students still you could use it. So that's good. But it says the reason why you can't use a gefen and a zayis mishum yishuv the Eretz Yisrael, because you shouldn't take away these trees from Eretz Yisrael, is so deko milespe mishum yishuv the Eretz Yisrael. So how come, what's the machlekes? How come the first one says you could use a deko palm trees, and only Reb Lezer says not? Lachur the svar that should be yasa. You need palm trees also to make Eretz Yisrael nice. You need for the dates. So it's like this. Omalach. The answer is like this. Well, according to your reasoning, Te'ino, Lespa Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, everybody holds. It says the Ikav used to use was this wood from fig trees. So, Chura fig trees also they need for Eretz Yisrael. Ella, Mayas Lechomema, what do you have to say? Mayas Lechomema, we're talking about right now, but Te'ino, Le'avdi Peri, we're talking about a palm tree, that a fig tree that does not give off any produce, does not give off any fruit. Is so dekonami, we're talking about such a deco tree, the bidaloi of it, the peri, does not produce any fruits. So Mara says, v'chi'iku atainad layavdi peri, any type of a min, a type of a tree, a fig tree that does not produce fruits? So Mara says, in yes, bidu rachba, like rachba. The Yomar Rachba's rabbi said, the Yomar Rachba said, that maisi tainich yuta, they brought him a white fig tree. They say, bring a white fig tree. Now, v'shay filo b'chavlo, and scrape them with the rope of a date tree bark. V'shay filo b'chavlo, the tzavsa de sorach alo, and b'ziru v'kavri, on which the seed, like is smeared, take this rope of a date tree bark and smear it on the tree where the seeds are. And what happens? Hechi demaski yomo shirtin, is Kur Avdi Peri, Layavda. And then they planted them in some type of soil, and they produce trunks, but no fruits. And the branches, Mamisha says here, Layavdi, the Tzolsa Bricha Minayu, Lemechaska Loha Gamla. They be careful these branches should not go over a bridge, because they'll break down the bridge. That's how strong these barks are. But I call upon him, this tree will not produce any fruit anymore, just strong wood. So Kitta, that's the type of a fig tree that they used. So what then you got on the same type of a palm tree also. We're talking about the Kitta palm tree that does not give off any fruit. Alright, we'll stop here. The last line of our Chavtas and Bezal, the Inn, Kitta Rachbon. The Yom Rach says that the Maisi Tinech Yutav used to bring a white